This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McPhee. The European Commission called Friday on the United States and other major COVID-19 vaccine producers to export what they make, as the European Union does, rather than talk about waiving intellectual property rights to the shots. Commission head Ursula von der Leyen told a news conference on the sidelines of a summit of EU leaders that discussions on the waiver would not produce a single dose of COVID-19 vaccine in the short term to medium term. Commission, she said that about 50% of European-produced coronavirus vaccine is exported to almost 90 countries, including those in the World Health Organization's backed COVAX program. The World Health Organization approved the COVID-19 vaccine from China's state-owned drug maker Sinopharm for emergency use Friday, a boost to Beijing's push for a big role in inoculating the world. The vaccine, one of two main Chinese coronavirus vaccines that collectively have already been given to hundreds of millions of people in China and elsewhere, is the first developed by a non-Western country to win WHO backing. Britain announced the first tentative step Friday toward resuming international travel, saying UK citizens will be able to travel to countries including Portugal, Iceland, and Israel later in the month without having to quarantine upon their return. Transport Secretary Grant Shapps said the country's current blanketed ban on overseas vacations will be replaced on May 17th by a traffic light system classifying countries as low, medium, or high risk. This is VOA News. Israeli police fired rubber bullets and stun grenades towards rock-hurling Palestinian youth at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque on Friday amid growing anger over the potential eviction of Palestinians from homes on land claimed by Jewish settlers. At least 178 Palestinians and six officers were injured in the nighttime clashes at Islam's third holiest site in around East Jerusalem. That's according to Palestinian medics and Israeli police. Tension has mounted in Jerusalem and the occupied West Bank during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, with nightly clashes in a neighborhood where numerous Palestinian families face eviction in a long-running legal case. And calls for calm and restraint poured in on Friday from the United States and other United Nations countries, with others, including the European Union and Jordan, voicing alarm at the possible evictions. Preliminary data released on Friday signaled deforestation of Brazil's Amazon in April was the highest for that month in at least 5 years. That's a report that comes 2 weeks after Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, said that his government would dedicate more energy and resources toward curbing deforestation. Deforestation rose 43% over the same month in 2020 to 581 square kilometers, according to government's monitoring system. At the U.S. Climate Summit on April 22nd, Bolsonaro shifted his tone on Amazon preservation and exhibited willingness to step up commitment, even though many critics remain doubtful of his credibility. He also said Brazil requires outside funds to curb deforestation of the world's largest tropical rainforest. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman now says that most debris from a Chinese rocket will be burned up on reentry and is highly unlikely to cause any harm. The debris from the Long March 5B that sent part of a planned space station into orbit last week is likely to fall in international waters. Chinese Global Times reported this on Wednesday amid concerns it could cause damage on reentry to Earth's atmosphere. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.